Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your astrologer Shelley Antine reporting in about the week beginning Monday the 25th and ending on Sunday the first day of October. Well, there's a separate podcast for the Aries full moon that also takes place on Friday of this week at 5:58 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So we will mention it when we get to Friday, but a lot of information that's necessary to know to help you understand what you're experiencing and what you're also seeing in the world if you want to listen to the podcast for the Aries full moon. Monday, we have a culmination of Mercury in Virgo's trine to retrograde Jupiter in Taurus at 8:10 a.m. Eastern Daylight. And so we can wake up with a lot of optimism. We may even have some good news, and it could be about something that we've already been involved with before because Jupiter is retrograde. And it's also a good time if you need to have a meeting, a breakfast meeting, not necessarily for business, but with, you know, somebody that's important to you, the conversation will flow well. But the moon is in Aquarius. It's the waxing moon, and that is squaring Jupiter in Taurus until 7:49 p.m. on Monday. So there are very different ideas out there about the future and how to proceed, particularly with things like the financial and things like home and real estate. You know, is this a good time for us to sell? Should we be relocating? Where do we want to be when we grow up? You know, do we want to change states, this and that? So it's not going to be conducive to this conversation on Monday. Not unless you wait till 8 p.m. Eastern time when the moon in Aquarius will go towards a trine to Mars in Libra. And now you can have a good conversation and maybe get something decided. But that comes in at 3:13 a.m. Eastern time. So that's like just, you know, after midnight out in Pacific time. So you have a little bit more time to be working with the helpful trine from Aquarius to Libra moon to Mars. Right after that, if you are experiencing this, we go into conflict again because the moon will go opposition Venus in Leo at 4:47 a.m. The moon will square Uranus in Taurus until 8:38 a.m. on Tuesday. Some of these things, if you were awake or seeing something in the dream time, will be features of your full moon experience. So see if you get any messages from these things that are happening during this week as we approach that moon. So it's a void of course moon in Aquarius for almost 12 hours on Tuesday as the moon enters Pisces at 8:18 p.m. So you have freedom not to plan in far in the future with a void of course moon or to look for something important that you need to get, maybe won't be there. But you'll feel good. There won't be any obstacles in your way. And so that is a good advantage for certain things, right? So when the moon goes to Pisces these days, it's going to have a conjunction to retrograde Saturn pretty fast. And that comes in at 11:01 p.m. And this is depressing, you know, in a way. That's going to be how you feel. Something may be bringing up fear for you. You may feel restricted. There may be negative vibes around you. If you feel that, get some sage or whatever you use and do some clearing work. But you can also clear yourself, you know, or if you're around people who are, you know, really upset and complaining and stuff like that, see if you can be patient with them, but also shield yourself from taking on. Pisces moon absorbs other people's stuff. So see if you can stop yourself from absorbing. And if you did absorb, you'll know because you're starting to feel the same way they felt. And so then do the clearing for you. Now we have a good cycle for Pisces moon from 11:01 p.m. on Tuesday the 26th until 7:46 p.m. on Wednesday. So Wednesday is your hopeful day. The opposite of that conjunction to Saturn is the sextile to retrograde Jupiter in Taurus. So now we feel like we're a little bit grounded. We look at some things that we might want to get some psychic messages about these Taurus matters. Again, finance, real estate, possessions, values, self-worth, and even body issues are appropriate. But again, it's a helpful opportunity aspect that's going on Wednesday. Then, Moon in Pisces will oppose Mercury in Virgo until 2:18 a.m. So that evening, you've got, you know, the classic opposition between my instincts are dreamy and psychic and feelings. And this person wants to talk about every little detail and how we should do it, the only way that we can do it, that would be the right way to do it. So, you know, it won't work real well. And so don't try to do it that evening. Moon in Pisces, as we wake up on Thursday the 28th, is going into a sextile to Uranus and Taurus until 8:35 a.m. So we may have some aha moments. We've got psychic power and intuitive power working for us. So if you're up early enough, get some cards out and do some cards for yourself, or do a meditation if you're a receiver in that way. But be aware of information after that, because the moon is joining Neptune in Pisces until 1:54 p.m. And so this is, you know, great for creativity, wonderful if you're doing photography, you know, fabulous for dance and yoga and all of that good stuff, but not so good for getting clarity and grounded things and feeling like you know for sure what you're doing. Now, if you're looking for other people to be reliable to you, maybe not. And, you know, so be aware of that. And also these days when we have a negative Neptune aspect, we are looking at potential infections and toxicity. So the moon will actually meet it as it joins it between 8:35 a.m. and 1:54 p.m. on Thursday the 28th. Moon sextiles Pluto in Capricorn after this, and we come back down to Earth. The boat feels like it's dropped anchor in a happy harbor that's going to help us feel secure, and that is until 4:58 p.m. Void, of course, Pisces moon shifts to Aries at 8:17 p.m., and our next aspect is the full moon. So again, this is the evening, you know, moving towards that early morning full moon. And as long as the sun is below the earth, the moon will be in the sky, right? Because they're opposite each other. So I've already given you a podcast explaining the major details, but I will just mention that the archetypal polarity between the instinctive need to be free and to be individual and express and to move fast, you know, and to be the leader is opposing the conscious expression, the conscious way of expressing self as Libra, as the negotiator, as the peacemaker, as the person who might be having trouble making decisions, so it's not going fast enough for the Aries moon. And this is the me versus we, because the Libra moon is about the partnership energy of relationship, the contractual energy of relationship, the marriage partner, the business partner, the important partners in life that we have, like lawyers or, you know, doctors. So we are agents and things like that. So we're looking at that is where the sun is focused, but the Aries moon is not. So that's where the instinctive behavior will be happening faster than how we can see the Libra energy, because it's the sun is going to be deliberating. Okay, and there's, again, a lot of information about this in the podcast. The moon is going to join Chiron first thing, first aspect, all the way through Friday. It's headed there. And if you don't count the centaur, that is telling you, you might find a lot of emotional energy around the wound of Aries. Then you can see it as the moon opposing Mars in Libra. That comes in at 8:20 a.m. on Saturday. So there's some rumblings of discord and differences, right? And in fact, at 1:53 p.m. on Friday, Venus makes the exact square to Uranus and Taurus. So in relationship land, something could be shaken, something could be revealed, and it might upset the apple cart there. But it also could be about financial differences and, you know, different values. So that's a touchy day, that Friday of the full moon, even after the moon goes beyond the full phase. Well, it's not really beyond the full phase, but beyond the exact full. Saturday, though, best time for getting together with people would be breakfast or brunch. Once you get past 8:30 in the morning, you've got a moon trine Venus in Leo until 10:08 a.m. And that's going to be really positive energies for enjoyment and entertainment and even romance, or, you know, getting the kids and taking them out somewhere, an adventure, an entertainment adventure. And Mercury is trine Uranus, that Mercury Virgo, Uranus and Taurus that day, 12:55 p.m. is when this comes in. So that can be stimulating and interesting going on while you're trying to have that enjoyable experience with the moon trines Venus. But after 10:08 a.m., the lunar aspect coming in is the square to Pluto in Capricorn, which happens every month until this Pluto finally gets out of Capricorn. And then it'll bother other signs, you know. But, yes, moon in Aries, you should know by now that if you break a rule, you're going to get a sledgehammer come down on you somehow or other, because you've squared Pluto. That's not in Capricorn, and that's the boss. So don't think you're the head of it all. You are not in charge, but you're going to instinctively try to be if you're the moon in Aries type. So 5:50 p.m., the closer you get to that, the more caution I would take not to break rules. Don't run a red light. Don't step on people's toes, and don't push your points. You know, if somebody hasn't been thinking the way you think, they are not going to change that stance while the moon is square Pluto in Capricorn. Hours of void, of course, moon in Aries will feel better than the square to Pluto felt, and the moon will enter Taurus at 9:18 p.m. and go sextile Saturn in Pisces for the rest of the evening in Eastern time, because it is the sextile completing at 11:45 p.m. So those uncertain, worried, and fearful. People out there are getting a stabilizing influence to come in and make them feel like it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. And, you know, you might be feeling good about that, or you'll feel even better as we go beyond the sextile. Moon in Taurus goes towards the conjunction to retrograde Jupiter in Taurus, and you have all the way Sunday till 9:37 p.m. to feel uplifted, maybe overdue and overindulge. Be careful not to eat everything in sight and spend too much of that money, because it's been frustrating for a couple of days. But enjoy the positive feelings. If you can be out in nature on the first day of October, that is a Jupiter experience in Taurus. Taurus is nature. You will have probably a pretty good time feeling that grounded, beautiful energy if you're in the northern hemisphere of the autumn. Autumn sometimes produces a beautiful softness, you know, a golden light sometimes, the angle of the sun. And so you may just find that, and some beauty in the plant kingdom, which is a Taurus thing also. Maybe some leaves are turning, new flowers are blooming. I happen to have a camellia bush outside with gorgeous blooms, and this is when it's starting. So I may open my eyes to a bush full of gorgeous blossoms. So that's that kind of energy of Moon conjunction Jupiter and Taurus. Or maybe you'll find out that you had some luck with money, or you were working on it and something good happens Sunday the 1st. The energy of Mercury opposing Neptune, Virgo to Pisces, is in Sunday too. So be aware of that it may not be as good as it seems if you're looking for something specific that you think, you know, may be orderly and helpful. That way, the opposition to Neptune that's a frustration. That comes in at 11:34 a.m. on Monday. So the closer you get to that, the more confused you feel. But I'd say just, you know, enjoy. Even if it's a day that you just want to, you know, have a really laid-back day on Sunday the 1st, that's good too. With Taurus, loves that. You know? But anyway, so that's the weekly astrology forecast for you. And what we have happening in the following week is a shift of Mercury out of Virgo and into Libra. We will talk about that. And then we're going to be in the third quarter phase, so we know we're getting closer to that new moon. And on Sunday, we will be in the fourth quarter, and Sunday, Mercury leaves Leo and enters Virgo. So that is what we're going to focus on for the following week. So wishing you all the best, and I'll say goodbye for now.